John Bell, though, lots to talk to him about. The great John Bell, attorney, federal employment attorney, jobs expert, founder of the Bell Law Group, BellLG.com. Tons of questions for John. I haven't spoken to him in a while. We welcome him, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. It was a late night last night. I was in Citi Field. My God, what an exciting ball game. Really just unbelievable.
Wow. How about that? Lindor on the three home runs. The bench is cleared. Stanton chirping. Lindor chirping. Rugi. I love Rugi, Odor. Don't you love Rugi? Rugi comes out. I mean, what's going on? Did you think something was going to transpire there for a second?
I didn't, but I'll tell you, the energy in that stadium, I'd say it was 50% Mets fans and 50% Yankees fans, and everybody was giving it to each other. It was just an exciting place to be. It really was just very memorable, except for the fact that when you're getting home between 12:30 and 1 a.m., it could be tough the next morning.
My goodness, I'm sure it had to be worth it to you, and I'll tell you, and I said this earlier, what a job the Mets and Citi Field did on Saturday night. I made it my business to get home a little before 7 o'clock to watch the ceremonies. And it was just so well done. The old Mets, Piazza them, you know, the 9-11, September 20th, 01 home run against the Braves. Intertwining on the sidelines, John, Mets, Yankees, law enforcement, FDNY. Oh, my goodness. You could have done it better. What a job they did, you know? I mean, the Mets really did a great job there at Citi Field Saturday. Really did. Tremendous.
Beautiful tribute. And the timing of the Subway Series, just excellent. Everything was beautiful. Very memorable.
Let's get into a couple of things. Haven't spoke to you. We got the mandates and everything else. But first, you know, the 300 bump, the expiration, the benefits, you know, the jobs. What was it? 235,000 below the 700 and some odd thousand they expected. But you know what? Let's see on the next round of play when we examine numbers here. But still, you know, the struggles, people, you know, going out of the sidelines into the workforce. You and I have spoken throughout the year regarding this. But certainly the expiration of the benefits and everything else that took place last week, that was a center point for all.
It was time, and in my opinion, was a little bit overdue. I mean, we should never have a situation where people are sitting on unemployment and employers having positions available and unable to fit them. That's just not the point of unemployment. I understand at the very beginning, and there was not a lot of positions available. Everybody was being laid off. But it just led to a whole wide, nationwide abuse. And when you have employers begging for people to come back to work where work is available and people are not coming back to work, that created a real problem. So hopefully now the employers can get people back to work and we won't have this bottleneck anymore.
Let's get into the administration, John. All requirements of the federal workers vaccinated, no testing option. We got a lot of stuff here regarding Joe Biden mandating that the federal workers now get vaxxed without the option of testing. That was in his speech last week. So, you know, there's three components here. Let's get into it. 100 plus. If you have a company with those amount of employees, you must get vaxxed. The other thing, of course, Medicare, Medicaid, vaxxed, federal government. The intertwining of, you work with them, vaxxed. There's a lot of components here with all this stuff, and there's going to be a lot of questions right now, especially I'm looking at a company who has 100 or more employees here. I mean, I can only imagine the ramifications. You've got the GOPers on the other side saying, oh, wait a minute, we got lawsuits going here. A lot of Republican governors here. There is a lot of backlash on this from last week, John Bell.
Yeah, so let me try to break it down a little bit. So federal employees are required to be vaccinated. Federal employees could still use the exemption, as can contractors and any other workers, for either the religious or disability exemption. So that's still in play for people who can't get it because of a disability or religious exemption. And federal employees can't just be fired. They have to be issued a proposal for removal. They have an opportunity to respond, and a decision is to be made. I understand that Biden totally has the authority for federal employees, has the authority for federal contractors because there's funds being used, has the authority for Medicaid, Medicare, because again, those are federal funds. My question really goes to the private sector. Private sector who are not accepting federal funds, I really don't think he has the authority to require employers with 100 or more employees to set out a policy for their employees to either be vaccinated or require them to weekly test. Because remember, for the people, for the employers that have 100 or more employees, he's not saying everyone has to be vaccinated. He's saying vaccinated or weekly testing. That's the only exception. That's not included for the federal employees and the contractors and the Medicare, Medicaid businesses that receive those funds. But I really don't think he has the authority to do that. There was a Supreme Court decision many, many years ago that covered this, that said that state and local governments do have the authority to issue this type of policy to private employers, but the federal government does not. So I believe that through these lawsuits, my opinion is they are going to be successful. He has the Department of Labor and OSHA trying to mandate this and follow this thing through and issue significant fines, I think up to $14,000 per violation. So you can imagine how expensive it can get for people, for employees who have more than 100 employees. It can get very, very expensive. But I think he's overstepping his authority. Now, I understand this is coming from someone who believes in the vaccinations and would like to see more people get vaccinated and so we can get this thing under control and we can live life as normal as possible. But to the same token, you can't overstep your authority.
I'm not a mandate guy, but I do believe in information, messaging, the whole nine yards. I do believe in choice. I think you are getting into an area that is tricky. You got to be very careful here. You know, that's why you're getting a lot of backlash here. Fines, $14,000, you know, and you have a very defiant president. You know, it's not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, people you work with, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's where it gets very tricky. Do you expect, and, you know, let me point out, you know, listen, I always hate to get political here. You know, how about this saying to Congress, get vaxxed? I haven't heard that, right? You're vaxxing a company with over 100. You're putting out a mandate there, but where is Congress? I don't think they have to, according to what I'm reading. That's a whole nother story. But do you expect just an inundation now as far as the legalese from all of this stuff to get into the courts? Where are we at with all this, you think, John?
So, you know, I have this particular niche where I represent federal employees. So we're getting a ton of calls right now because of the federal employees who are complaining about it. But realistically, again, the government is well within their rights to issue this mandate for federal employees and contractors. I wish it was done in a more judicial way, because there are some states out there that really COVID isn't a problem right now. They have it under control. The hospitals aren't being filled. So I think that's probably why it makes more sense for local governments to pass mandates if things are really getting out of control. And for those states that have it under control, it's not necessary. However, I do believe that the private sector is going to start, they are going to start lawsuits. They are going to be successful. I think that it's dangerous when you can have the federal government who really has no authority over these private sector employers. They operate state by state. They have little to nothing to do with the federal government other than paying taxes. I just don't think that the federal government or President Biden can issue such a policy. So I do believe that there's going to be successful lawsuits. Now, my understanding is, at least for the federal employees, President Biden gave 75 days to do it. And you're correct. From what I read, Congress is exempt. The judicial branch is exempt as well. This is just for the executive branch of federal employees, which still covers millions of people. You know, the federal government is the United States' biggest employer.
And especially, you know, what about the Postal Service? You know, I mean, that has been a point of contention as well, John, over the last 3 or 4 days, you know. What about the mail carriers as far as everything is concerned? What about that aspect there? So that's an interesting one as well, as far as a lot of people bringing up, you know. So, you know, there's a lot of questions here regarding this stuff. So it'd be very interesting to see. But certainly the postal workers is one of those areas, again, you know, where you look at with this thing, you know?
Sure. So the agencies like the Department of Defense, Department of VA, they already passed mandates. You know, again, if you let your agency kind of look and see which jobs are probably more appropriate or more likely to have face-to-face interaction with customers or patients and transmit COVID. But I mean, you know, let's take a situation where you have a postal worker who literally just drives to people's mailboxes and put in mail with little or no interaction. That's one thing. Maybe they shouldn't be required as a mandate. Versus you have someone who, a physician or nurse who works with the Department of VA, treating elderly, treating people with compromised immune systems, veterans who are older and potentially sick. Maybe the requirement makes sense for those positions.
Talking with John Bell, of course. And of course, today, you know, you look at what's happening in around New York City, John, the public schools, the students today, as far as the in-person learning during the pandemic, and nearly all the 300,000, I think, employees required back in the workplaces today. So, you know, remote work over as far as New York City is concerned. Most will either need to be vaccinated or, I guess, undergo weekly testing, and that to remain in their jobs. I'm also looking at today as far as the enforcement. Remember, it was just kind of a pretense and everything else. Enforcement starts for real on the 13th. Folks talking about workers and patrons. If you're going indoors at restaurants, John, museums, gyms, entertainment venues. Again, it's been in place for weeks. It hadn't been enforced. Today you enforce it. So that's going to be another aspect of this thing, where today it starts for real in some parts, especially in and around the city, you know?
Yeah, in some part it feels like a war against the vaccinated versus unvaccinated. You know, this is one country, and we need to, you know, obviously get along and not alienate people as well. But at the same time, it's also a matter of health too. So New York City definitely took a hard line, but clearly there was an issue there. And obviously the issues with the students and the masks seem to be a hot topic, and a lot of emotions behind it as well. And Jay, the crazy thing is that, you know, I don't really see like an immediate end to this. I don't know how this is going to turn out. Obviously, COVID is still a problem. The numbers are out of control. They're blaming the unvaccinated for the continued spread, and they're passing all these policies and regulations. And people feel very strongly and very committed to their position here. So I'm at a loss for words. I don't know how it's going to play out, but we'll have to wait and see.
You know, I mean, again, and you hate to keep bringing it up, I do at least, you know, it has been made political. And that is why you have, I think, a lot of division here, and has been for a long time. So when you put these stringent policies in place, to me, you are dividing even more so. And that's what it's all about here. So, you know, it is what it is. But
yeah, I mean,
quite
I
frankly...
Sorry, Jay, but just to interject, I have like 15 employees myself in my law firm, and one of them is unvaccinated, and she's, I look at my law firm as a team, and I wouldn't personally want a mandate to say, hey, listen, if you have you need to do this or you're fired. I hope it never comes to that, because she's a very, very, very valuable member, and even though my opinions might be different from her, I respect her opinions, and as a result, I ask her to wear a mask when she's in like the bullpen around other people. If she's alone in her office, she could take it off, and we seem to work it out that way on working out through a conversation and respecting each other's views and opinions. And that's the way that it should be. Now, obviously, it's easier for me because I don't have 100+ employees, but these policies and mandates are very, very difficult and really tough to swallow.
What about HIPAA protections here? Does one have rights regarding this stuff? I mean, to have their employer know if they were not or vaccinated, medical reasons come into play here. I mean, listen, school teacher, let's say, for instance, situations involved. What about those who have to have protections in place, HIPAA laws? We know about that. Anything coming? I would imagine you're getting inundated with this type of stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question, because we do get a lot of calls on that. people don't really understand HIPAA as much as they think they do. It's not as broad as people would think. HIPAA only covers healthcare workers. So in other words, an employer cannot call a healthcare worker, the medical provider or physician, and request information without the patient's consent. But the patient, who's also the employee in this situation, is free to disclose that information, and the employer is free to request the information with respect to the vaccination status. Now, if an employee says, listen, I'm sorry, I can't get vaccinated, the employer can ask, well, is it medical or religious? But if it is medical, they can't go into, well, tell me your diagnosis. HIPAA does cover diagnosis in that situation, and the employer does not have a right to know. So it's kind of a little bit of a, there's a lot of nuances to the HIPAA laws. But that's basically an easy breakdown of it.
John, lots of questions. We're going to keep on top of it, and hopefully we'll have you back, because it's very murky. And today's one of those days, where things come into play. Lots of questions, I am sure. John Bell, the Bell Law Group, BellG.com. He is the expert, folks. We will have him on soon. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming on and kind of clearing it up a little bit here.
Thank you, Jay. Looking forward to next time. Really appreciate it.